So those two were completely unrelated. Just a coincidence that two hammerheads would be around Ocean City on a single day in the summer.
Yeah. But it wasn't the exact single day. I think Monday was in the first hammerhead.
Okay.
That spoke, and a few days later was that one. However,
that is strange.
Again, hammerheads to be on the coast is not at all unusual in the summertime either. And they can go from way inshore. Females will come inshore to give birth to the young, and they usually leave, however. And they can be also way offshore.
And we know that if one gave birth to pups, that they're mm-hmm. more in the water right now as we speak, correct?
Yeah, but they're really, really small, and the chances of them surviving is actually slim past their first year of life.
Mm, interesting. And all right, let's throw it out there, and this is what people are talking about right now, Alan. Mm-hmm. I have a vacation coming up actually at the end of July mm-hmm. in South Carolina. I'm going with my family.
Right.
Would and should I get in the Atlantic Ocean? End of July.
Very, very good question. Again, it's the summertime, and again, it's going to be a larger number of people, and sharks are still going to be there. So the best advice I would tell people is keep in mind the chances of and I'll call it a negative shark-human encounter. Happening, it still remains slim, but you still need to be aware of your surroundings. Certainly, if you see a large, potentially dangerous shark, I would stay out of the water. Also, be aware if somebody is, if you see diving seabirds, for example, down there, that generally indicates that they're feeding on something, the fish. And what would be feeding on the fish would be things like sharks and other predators. So be aware of what's going there. If there's a sewage effluent nearby, usually outlets of like a river, freshwater, sometimes sharks, particularly things like bull sharks, can hang around there. And dumping like offals of fish cleaning, things like that, that will also attract sharks. So just be aware of what's going on. I would also, you're not going alone, not go too far out. Avoid areas of deep drop-off, like at channels next to the sandbar. And if you're bleeding, and avoid things like, you know, shiny jewelry, because the sun reflecting off that in murky water could look an awful lot like fish scales.
Mm. Yeah, the old Jaws legend, I don't know if it's a legend, but sharks are attracted to blood and metal. Are those two things true?
They are metal, but that's due to their one of the senses they have. There are a variety of senses they use to navigate, in addition to find prey as well as to find mates. And that's a sense of smell, sense of vision, sense of detecting things like vibrations through the lateral line, and a lot of mechanical sensory related system. But they also have what's called the ampullary system. And if you ever look at a shark's head, you'll see tiny pores. Well, those are gel-filled pores that lead to receptors connected to the central nervous system. And they detect small changes in electric field. They're very good at that. Now, that's why they're so sensitive to metals, for example. And they can pick those up.
Mm.
But the sense of smell, not just blood, but things like amino acids and stress signals from fish, they can pick those up well.
Amazing. Well, it is an interesting, if not a disturbing start to the summer in the Atlantic as far as just the amount of encounters with humans and sharks that have been aggressive. They have been attacking. We know this for a fact so far, and it's only June still, at the end of June. So we'll keep a close eye on it, but it's a fascinating thing. Alan Henningsen from the National Aquarium here, Fishes and Research Associate. Alan, thank you so much. Hopefully we can catch up again soon. Hopefully, though, we don't have shark attacks to talk about soon.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That both would go on, and people enjoy the rest of the summer, and sharks wouldn't pass, and everybody has a great summer.